Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon anyone listening to this podcast. I am Al-Hassan Muhammad Wari. You can call me Hazrat. There is something important I'm going to talk about, and that one is about the Azan. When the Muazzin call for the prayer, call the Azan, what do you normally do? In life, we always neglect certain things and we are facing difficulties without knowing that the difficulties is at the result of what we are doing. The Muazzin always call by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 4 times repeatedly, Allahu Akbar. Why did he say that? Because you might be in your office working, you might be in your place working, wherever you find yourself working. Wallah, he said, Allahu Akbar. God is great than what? Than your work. God is great than your boss. God is great than whatever you find yourself doing. Allahu Akbar. From there, if you are not even still listening to what he is saying, or you are not seeing the line, the next thing he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Do you believe that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah? If yes, then why are you worshipping the dollars and the pounds? Why are you worshipping the cedis? Why are you worshipping the amounts of money you are trying to accumulate? Alhaakum at-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Compilation, you continue compiling the world, the dunya, until you visit the grave without remembering Allah. He said, Allahu Akbar. Then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. From there, he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Do you believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is your messenger? If yes, then they are calling you to come and worship Allah. You are serious, you want to finish your work. You are serious in this and that. He said, that is what you are called onto. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify that there is no God but Allah. From there, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. If you are not still seeing the line, he said, Hayya ala salat. Come to prayer. Hayya ala salat. Come to prayer. You are still working. You are still doing what you are doing. He will not stop there. If you might not be hearing what he is saying, or you don't understand what he is saying, or you don't want to follow what he is saying, you might be serious searching for that dunya. He said, okay, hayya alal falah, come to the truth success. You want money? Come. He is the one who gave money. He is the one who gives health. He is the one who can give you the dunya and the akhirah. Hayya alal falah. If you are not still seeing the line, he concluded by saying, Allahu Akbar. Remember that Allah is great. Stop what you are doing and come to salat. Allahu Akbar. He ended by saying, La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. But what do? We are never serious to worship Allah. And Allah said, he said, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salat you are seeing, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, it prevents you from unlawful acts, wal munkar, and then acts that are forbidden in Islam. Then why do we always pray? We worship, we observe our salat, but still, we are still in our bad acts. Wallah, our worship is not real. I'll stop here. The next time we are to meet, we'll talk about something very important. For that matter, I say unto you, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon you. Let us always have time and listen to the Azan. When the Azan is called, let us hasten to perform ablution and go and worship Allah, because that is where the true success is. That is the true success. That is the true success. That is the true success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.